up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we are once again, time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us. There's work to be done. Well, there's more work later because I'm looking outside and it's snowing up here. I'm not impressed with that, but I guess it kind of comes with the territory. Anyway, we got polka records to play, so that's we got to get to work here, see if we can't fit them all in. We actually had an extra record, extra song in last week's show, one more than usual. So apparently I didn't talk enough. Well, maybe that's not it. I don't know. But let's get it rolling this week. Here are the Dynatones and the Where Were You Polka.
Przyjechałem spać jasnym ranem. Cicho w łodce, mamy nie łobudzę. Mama staje, mówi spać ci nie dam. Przewracam się, głowę tak przykrywam. Mama staje, mówi spać ci nie dam. Przewracam się, głowę tak przykrywam. Gdzieś ty był, Jasieńku, do rana? Gdzieś ty był, pyta się go mama. Czyż jeździł, czyż gorzałe pił? Ja nie pijak, tak mamusi mówił. Czyż jeździł, czyż gorzałe pił? Ja nie pijak, tak mamusi mówił. Biłem, ani się nie biłem. Dziewczyna mówi, że mnie kocha. Ta dziewczyna, będziesz moja żona. Dziewczyna mówi, że mnie kocha. Ta dziewczyna, będziesz moja żona.
You have it, the Where Were You Polka. That's the Dynatones. And this is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. So glad you're hanging out with us as we go sailing right into 2021, huh? Boy, oh boy. I've noticed here, I figured out that it is time to dust the studio. The light's coming from another direction because the light kind of changes, the seasons change. It's coming from another direction. It's highlighting the thick layer of dust on the turntables where my hands don't actually touch them. You know, because like where you pick up the tonar, my fingers rest there, and it's nice and clean. And the whole rest of it just covered with dust. Time to get the little shop vacuum and the super soft paintbrushes, because you use that to fluff the stuff, because then it doesn't disturb all the mechanical doodads while the vacuum sucks it out of there. Then, I don't know, does anyone else have this problem? Sitting here on a table next to me in the studio, it's kind of the work table. You hear that? There's a little L bracket sitting here. Little steel L bracket. It's maybe like the inch and a half size, got two screw holes on each end of the L. It was used, actually, to affix a plastic Santa Claus to a board that's been used in a Christmas display for about 300 years. And the board, it hadn't been attached to the board in years. We've used the Santa Claus as a freestanding display or decoration, but the bracket was still attached. So this year, the little brackets were sticking out, and they scratch your legs, and they hurt when you're carrying it if you're not careful. And I'm going to take these stupid brackets off. So I did. They had bolts in, and I took them off. And I set the brackets here on the work table, right there. And I picked it up about 15 minutes ago, and I was going to throw it in the trash. It's right here. And one of the L's on the bracket is all rusty and yucky. And I thought, you know, you could see where this is going, can't you? I thought, you know, you never know when you're going to need a little L bracket. I better save this. So here it sits on the work table, a 25-year-old half-rusty inch-and-a-half L bracket from an old Christmas decoration, just in case we need it. And like 9 years from now, I'm going to need it, and by then I'll have no idea where it is. But in the meantime, it's right there next to this little spring that I have no idea where that came from. Ah, the joys of saving everything, because that's the way I operate. Now, this next record, I usually play the Peanuts Polka, which is on the other side of the record. It's Art Perko's orchestra, and I normally play the Peanuts Polka because I like the Peanuts Polka. And today we're living on the edge, ladies and gentlemen. I've turned the record over, and we're going to play Art Perko's orchestra doing Perko's Polka, which is on the other side of the Peanuts Polka. So here we go. There's Art Perko's orchestra with a song cleverly titled Perko's Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Before I roll the next one, let's talk briefly about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, where it is also snowing right now. Well, it is. And invite you to pay them a visit. I would recommend you pay them a visit online right now because, hey, it's snowing there. And you're probably not that close anyway. But a really cool place to visit. Put it on your list for a place to go in the future. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas and whatnot on display for your perusal. It's like one of the most colorful places you can go in the world, I think. They have the concert hall. They have the accordion technician and repair school. They have a gift shop. They have all sorts of activities and events and research materials and just general stuff that, of course, applies mostly to accordions, but to music in general, too. So anybody who appreciates music and history will find it a great place to hang out for a day or two, even. They won't let you sleep there, but you can check it out. Find them online. Worldofaccordions.org is the easiest way to have a look. You can see some of the displays in the museum and some photos there. So check it out. Worldofaccordions.org. All right. Now, here's one of those records. Got a lot of patina on it. It's on the Gizella, G-I-Z-E-L-L-A, Gizella Records, out of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And the record's obviously from the 50s. And I think it's the only record out of the hundreds and hundreds I have on this particular record label. Anyway, this is Dick Perotsky and his Harmony Kings. Here's the girl from my hometown, Polka. There you go, a girl from my hometown polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show, a nice old Dick Perotsky and his Harmony Kings 45 here on the show. Now, I'm going to cheat a little bit with this next record because it's got a warp in it right at the beginning of the record, like somebody way before me, I assure you, left it someplace warm, like peeking out of the top of a box where the sun hit it in a car or by a radiator or something. So the very first, you know, like 15 seconds of the record is warped and it won't play. No matter what I do, I can't get the needle to stay in the groove. So, you know, I'm going to cheat. I'm going to roll it and we're going to fade this baby up and join the record already in progress. Why? Because I can. It's Jolly Joe Timmer in the orchestra. It's the O.O. Polka Polka.
He had a girlfriend. They called her Patty Sue. And every Saturday night at 8, you could see them. Oh, polka, polka. They love to dance. Polka, polka. Then they romance.
Hey!
Patty, Sue, and Tony, we're so very much in love. Every time we watch from above, we could see them. Uh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance. La, 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 la. Now Patty Sue lived in a house, and it was made of glass. And every time she got in bed, you could see her. Uh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance.
There you go, the Oh Polka, Polka. great title there. Jolly Joe Timmer and the band here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, even though we did have to kind of sneak in on that. I think I have another copy of that 45 somewhere, because I remember having played that song and not having to do that to get it to play. But anyway, there you have it here on the Zumpa Hour this morning. Glad you're along for another show. Don't forget, if you have a request or a dedication, there's like a million ways or four that you can get a message to me for the show. You can call or text to area code 218-259-2985. Again, that number is 218-259-2985. That's what they call the Randy radio voice, when they want you to sound like a radio guy. You know, when you do radio, you go to a party or you're at some event somewhere, people, hey, say something in your radio voice. This is it. No, but, you know, because back in the olden days, a radio guy would have a radio voice, you know. They'd be like, hey, give us a call today at 218-259-2985, and we'll be sure to get your song on right away. Yeah, right. Anyway, you can also text to that number. Text or leave a voice message. Either way works. Drop us an email at oompahour@aol.com, or visit us on Facebook. Tim's Oompa Hour is what's called. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Yeah, that'll do it. Here's the Clucky song. That's what it says. We'll know it by many other names once you hear it. Here's John Lipinski and Polka Pleasure.
Polka sound to the right and to the left, and across the floor until they met. The crowd began to yell for that tune they knew so well. And if you have a doubt, well, here's the song they shout. Oh, yi-yi-yi-yo,
E-I-I-I-O.
Oh, yi-yi-yi-yi-yo,
E-I-I-I-I-O.
Oh, yi-yi-yi-yi-yo,
E-I-I-I-I-O.
Oh, yi-yi-yi-yi-yo. Sliding through the night, the dance was almost done, but they were all still having fun. So for another buck, the band began to cluck.
Ah!
And they're like, okay, at the end of this record, we want you to cluck really good. John Lipinski and Polka Pleasure there. And that is the clucky song, it says, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, spinning the polka records for you, like we do every week here on the show. Glad you're along with us. Let's do one from Don Peachy. I believe Janie is singing on this one. Here's the Dixieland Polka. It's a fun one, Don Peachy and his orchestra there, and Janie Peachy doing the singing, and the Dixieland Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Man, that record, that was a fast record, man. That went by in like 2 minutes. Time is flying by. Now, what happens if we take a big band standard and do it up on a concertina? Is it an old-time record or a big band record? A swing record? I don't know. Is it a polka? We don't. It's up to you to decide. Here are the Deutschmeisters. This is the In the Mood. In the concertina mood. Yeah, that's what it's called. Thank you. Alright, there you go. Deutschmeisters are in the concertina mood here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. What the heck is going on here? Wow, we're almost halfway through a show already? How is that even possible, huh? Snowing up here, we have a winter weather advisory. That's something they just made up, I think. We used to have winter storm warnings. Now we have winter weather advisories. They're advising us that the weather may be like winter. Wait a minute. It's northern Minnesota in January. We don't need an advisory. We're used to this. I don't know. It seems weird to me. Are we ready to waltz? I think we're ready to waltz. Let's, shall we? I have Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. Here's the Yodeler's Waltz. Dancers, if you're ready. And yodeling not required.
Sing to me, 'cause my heart is free as I hear the yodeler's waltz. Sing a cheerful song and I'll yodel on to the dreamy yodeler's waltz. Reveal to my true love the thrills yet to come, thrills only found in a love just begun. Let me hear your song as I yodel on to the dreamy yodeler's waltz. How I love to croon 'neath the silvery moon, croon the dreamy yodeler's waltz. Under starlit skies, love will not deny listening to the yodeler's waltz. Some
of you yodeling with that. I did, really. Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra, the Yodeler's Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. It's Joe Rich Tatar's orchestra. Here's the Full of Prunes Polka.
Pretty gal underneath the moon, I stole a hug, I stole a kiss, and
I think you're full of prune, full of prune,
full of prune,
full of prune,
full of prune.
We'll soak your head and jump in bed, we think you're full of prune, full of prune,
full of prune,
full of prune,
full of prune.
Go soak your head and jump in bed, we think you're full of prune.
Hey, hey.
Met a guy named Mo in the month of June. To make some dough, he shoveled snow and
think you're full of prune, full of prune,
full of prune,
full of prune,
full of prune.
Go soak your head and jump in bed.
Joe Sitar's Orchestra there, Full of Prunes Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I had a couple of requests come in this week that I am not going to find before the end of the show. I'm trying, but I'm not that well organized. I know I need to find a Walter Ostenek record. And I know they're laying all over the place. I just don't know where that place is. But next week, for sure, I'll get one in the show for you. So, really, I will. I promise. As he crosses his fingers. I got albums. I got 45s. I got plenty of them. I know they're in there. I got to find them. In the meantime, this is a little tune called Polka Radio. Here's Johnny Prill.
Polka, polka, polka radio. I turn on the radio, I tune into the polka show. The DJ's playing all my favorite songs. Some golden oldies from the past, the Dynatones and the new brass. Little Wally's good old sing-along. A new release just out today by Jimmy Sturr, man, he can play. And Eddie V, I love the way he sings. By request, a special choice, a classic by the Golden Voice, then one by America's Polka King. I love my radio, my polka radio. It cheers me up whenever I feel blue. I love my radio, my polka radio. It plays the polka hits for me and you. Sure sound grand, I love Renata's all-girl band. Happy Louie's happy trumpet sound. Dick Miller's got a lively beat. Ray J moves my dancing feet. Next we have the boys from our hometown. Chicago's push, we all agree. They play the finest harmonies. And TBC, they always sound so right. Yes, all across this polka land, we meet so many polka bands. They play for us in our homes every night. I love my radio, my polka radio. It cheers me up whenever I feel blue. I love my radio, my polka radio. It plays those polka hits for me and you.
I haven't played that one for a while. Johnny Prill there, Polka Radio on Tim's Oompa Hour. And a special salute out to every radio station that plays a polka show. Not just this show, because this is just one of many. But there are not that many radio stations that play polka shows. When you take into account the number of radio stations there are. But between the radio stations and the streaming and the podcasts and the downloads and the, I don't know, all the various stuff. There are places where you can find plenty of polka music. Hopefully you consider this to be one of those places, this show and this station or webcast or wherever it is that you happen to be listening to the Oompa Hour today, all right? Now, I've had this Ernie Cuchera record I found on a shelf. I think it was in with Christmas Records, as a matter of fact. And I think it's been in there probably for 30 years. And I pulled the record out. What is this doing in here? This is clearly misfiled. And I set it down here in the studio with the intention of playing something off of it like a month ago. And since it's down on the floor sitting here, because I don't have any table space left, this is not a tidy operation. I keep forgetting it's down there. And I'm like, what is this down here? And I'm, oh, there's that Ernie Cuchera record. So let's play one, shall we? Here's the Good Morning Polka.
Thank you.
There we go, Ernie Cucera there, the Good Morning Polka. Now, the good thing is, now that I played that record, it can go to the played stack, and it will go up there on the big old record shelf where it probably hasn't been for the last 30 years, and one day we'll hear another song off that album, so that'll be delightful. There's Kenny Bass and his orchestra, not the Polka Poppers, but the orchestra. I don't know, this is the Ever Ready Polka. Every time I see this record label, I think, Ever Ready Polka, is that bunny with the battery and the big bass drum in on this... And on this song, I think this record goes back to before the invention of the Energizer Bunny. There were Ever Ready batteries back then, but they were just lowly carbon batteries.
Thank you.
unmistakable sound of Kenny Bass and his band, and that's the Ever Ready Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Now we have one everybody knows, because who doesn't know the clarinet polka? Anybody have learned to play clarinet back when you were in elementary school or high school, and you learned the clarinet polka? You know, I played in band my whole life. I started when I was in fourth grade and played trumpet all the way through high school. And I took organ lessons starting when I was four, piano lessons by the time I was in, like, third grade. And I actually went to college to be a music teacher. I dropped out, though, because they wanted me to learn all this other stuff that had nothing to do with music. I was like, this is a substantial waste of time. So I wound up in radio school, and here I am. But I've never known any clarinet players, and I've been around plenty of people that play clarinets, and they never did the clarinet polka. Here's Ron Kurowski's orchestra.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. The ever-popular clarinet polka, Ron Kurowski's orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I got another record that was mixed in with those Christmas records where I found that Eddie Cuchera record. And I'm going to try to find a tune off of there to play in just a second. While I work on that, you can listen to Whoopie John. Here's the Mary Lou Polka. There you go, the Mary Lou Polka, Whoopie John, and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're hanging out with us here for another exciting week. What do we got coming up? Oh, yeah, I told you I found another record down mixed in with the Christmas records. It probably hasn't been out in like 100 million billion years. And we're going to hear from Little Joe off of that one right after we hear this important message.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's see if we can't sneak a couple more records into the show here, huh? This is another one of those records. I found it down there with that Ernie Cuchera record that was in with the Christmas stuff. I don't know, it's been in there for decades. Here's another record I pulled out of there. Here's Little Joe with the Beer Barrel Polka.
Thank you.
There you go, little Joe there, rolling out the old barrel here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I think we have room to get one more in here. Let's head to the great state of Texas, shall we? We have Harry Czarnik and his Texas Dutchman. And here's the Charming Katie Polka. There you go, the Charming Katie Polka. I've never met Katie, but based on the song, she sounds charming. Harry Czarnik and the Texas Dutchman here on Tim Zupa Hour. Wish I had more records from Texas. I think being up here in northern Minnesota, I'm just so darn far away. I don't know, the Pennsylvania records, I got piles of them, and, you know, I only play records on the show, so anything that's new, I never get, or anything that's been reissued, I don't get. I just get what I've accumulated in my collection. Every now and then, a few things, you know, turn up somewhere that I add to the record collection, but I just never see any records coming from Texas up here, so it's not for lack of trying, those of you in the Lone Star State, all right? Hey, just like that, it's a wraps on another show. I'm just sitting here watching it snowing. Thinking I got work to do here later this afternoon. Yuck!
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the
the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.